USA News. I'm Lance Prime. After millions of illegal immigrants have been allowed into the country by the Biden administration and the commander-in-chief stopping all progress on the southern border wall, leaving America vulnerable, the president announced Thursday he will visit the border in El Paso, Texas.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso to assess border enforcement operations, meet with the local officials and community leaders, and the folks at the border sending me what they need that they don't have.
Evidence against the man accused of killing four college students in Idaho last month is being brought to light now that the suspect has been returned to the Gem State.
DNA found on a knife sheath at the scene of the Idaho murders is what helped lead to the suspect being arrested. That's according to the arrest affidavit. The document revealed authorities were on the hunt for Brian Koberger less than 2 weeks after the four University of Idaho students were killed. I'm Dave Collins.
Representative Kevin McCarthy has been negotiating with Republicans, offering fresh concessions to win support for House Speaker. Yet no deal in the GOP-controlled chamber after a third day of voting. The House marked its 11th round of votes with no winner. This hasn't happened in the past 100 years. Most Republicans in Congress support Mr. McCarthy. The atmospheric river storm associated with a bomb cyclone brought heavy rains, damaging winds, and significant amounts of mountain snowfall in California. That eased up on Thursday, but the next line of storms are expected to arrive late Friday into Northern California, spreading south to Central California by Saturday. President Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced Thursday they will send armored fighting vehicles to Ukraine, following a similar announcement Wednesday from French President Emmanuel Macron. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More bad news on the retail front. Bed Bath & Beyond is preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy within weeks after the retailer came up short on sales during the critical holiday season. Bed Bath & Beyond warned Thursday that it has substantial debt that it doubts it can pay back after enduring another quarter of deep losses and terrible sales. Wednesday's jobs report is a bright spot on the economy.
USA companies added more jobs than expected in December, driven by small and medium-sized businesses. Morgan Stanley chief global economist Seth Carpenter spoke to Bloomberg.
We're looking for a slowing down in hiring. We're not looking for a wave of layoffs.
Private payrolls increased 235,000 last month after an upwardly revised 182,000 in November, according to data from ADP Research Institute and Stanford Digital Economy Lab. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Cryptocurrency lender Genesis Global Trading Incorporated laid off 30% of its staff and is considering filing for bankruptcy. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The latest sign of financial turmoil at the crypto lender. Genesis is down to a skeleton crew of 145 employees after Thursday's layoffs. The NFL announced that the game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals will not resume and has been canceled. This as injured player DeMar Hamlin's health continues to improve. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.